grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the epistle for this day, the first chapter of the letter of St. James, the 26th and the 27th verses. If anyone thinks that he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. In the Holy Gospel read on this last Sunday of the Easter season, the Lord Jesus says to his disciples, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." It was Saint Augustine who observed that to pray in Jesus' name doesn't just mean the vocalization of letters and syllables, but it means to pray in conformity with the mind of Christ, seeking those things which Christ would have us seek, and as the unworthy sinners we are, praying to the Father as those who through baptism and faith are clothed in Christ, his perfect righteousness covering all our sin. To pray in the name of Jesus is to pray with the mind of Jesus, to pray through the holiness and merits of Jesus. And prayer made in that way, in the name of Jesus, will infallibly be answered, not necessarily in the way we have imagined or expect, but in conformity with the will of our compassionate Savior, who wants only our genuine, true, and eternal good. I want to suggest that in the light of the teaching found in the epistle for this day, there is a prayer that should constantly be both in our mind and on our lips, a prayer found in the 141st Psalm, and that prayer is this. The psalmist prays, "Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord, keep watch over the door of my lips." Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. How we all need to keep praying that prayer all the time. For in the epistle for this Sunday, St. James writes, if anyone thinks that he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, this person's religion is worthless. Listen again to St. James. If anyone thinks that he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, this person's religion is worthless. Further on in his epistle, St. James speaks at length about this. He writes with wonderful, convincing, and indeed convicting clarity. And this is what he writes. Listen carefully. We all make many mistakes. And if anyone makes no mistakes in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body also. If we put bits into the mouth of horses that they may obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Look at the ships also. Though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the pilot directs. So the tongue is a little member of the body and boasts of great things. How great a fire is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is an unrighteous world among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the cycle of nature, set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by humankind. But no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brethren, this ought not so to be. The tongue is a fire. Now, unless we're deluded, unless we're clueless as to the condition of our heart and the words of our mouth, these words of St. James can only be a powerful indictment of our sin, a bright light shining on the darkness of our hearts. Hearts which are darkened by the wound of original sin, which is a veritable cesspool of overflowing evil. No wonder the psalmist prays as he does. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. And no wonder St. James writes as he did, the tongue is a fire, set on fire by hell. I'm sure you'll all agree that I don't need to speak at length about this. Every one of us is aware of the dreadful and often irreparable damage done by the careless use of the tongue, the careless use of that power of speech, which is one of the countless gifts of our astonishingly generous and always giving Maker, and how that gift is abused. Each of us surely knows, by sometimes painful experience and by observation, the devastating effect of thoughtless, careless speech, and of how in our carelessness we so often wound another child of God and sow seeds that grow and blossom in contention and rancor and bitterness. And so it is no wonder that Paul Gerhardt, that great hymn writer and often suffering confessor of the faith, devoutly prays as he does in his wonderful hymn to the Holy Spirit, a hymn we'll sing on the great feast of Pentecost just 2 weeks from today. And this is the way Paul Gerhardt sings. All love is thine, O Spirit. Thou hatest enmity. Thou lovest peace and friendship. All strife wouldst have us flee. Where wrath and discord reign, thy whisper kindly pleadeth, and to the heart that heedeth brings love and light again. How much these words of Paul Gerhardt meant to me when they were sung one Pentecost in Old Martini Church down in South Baltimore. A Pentecost that followed a week in which my father and I had, as fathers and sons often do, what diplomats call a frank exchange of views. A frank exchange of views, which means not quite coming to blows, but using words which can only wound and hurt other people. The tongue is a fire set on fire by hell. But there is another kind of fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit's love. And so, with Ascension Day just ahead, and beyond that, the day of the Holy Spirit's coming on the great day of Pentecost, We pray in those words which Holy Church has prayed from time immemorial. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.